trying to encourage the Harbor Beach offense to move early and back up Harbor Beach 5 yards, but they stay very disciplined and they get a very nice gain on fourth down for a new set of downs for Harbor Beach.
First and 10 from the 45 of USA, right to left across your radio in the home black uniforms for the Pirates. 16-14 USA leads, and it's a handoff to, that would be number 32, Cole Anderson, the fullback, out across the 40 down, brought down to the 39-yard line after a 6-yard gain for the Pirates. And was brought down by Tanner Foley. Second down, 4 to go.
Yeah, that's only Cole Anderson's second carry of the game, but goes for 6 yards, and that's a really nice start to any drive, any series of downs, especially on first down. Second down and 4 opens up the playbook to anything, any running back or even play action.
7:55 left in the first half. It's a 2-point ball game. 14 for Harbor Beach, USA with 16. Both teams, we've seen a score on every single drive so far tonight. Second down, 4 to go for the Pirates from the USA 39. And Brady Kirsch keeps it for himself, coming around the left end near the first down marker. He has it, but according to my mark, by about a half of a yard, brought down by Max Slater after a 5-yard gain to move the chains first down.
And Max Slater, he's going to be your defensive end for the Patriots, and it's his job to get out there and force Brady Kirsch back to the middle of the field. But Brady Kirsch does so with success and gets enough for the first down as USA's defense folding here. Is Harbor Beach's offense looking pretty good so far again tonight in a totally different way?
And running the ball, they so far have 129 yards rushing the ball for a total of 129 yards of offense. Not even a single pass attempt so far aside from the 2-point conversion. Brady Kirsch hands it off to Lanphier. He's out for the right about to the 31-yard line. Brought down by Cooper Caulfield, the right linebacker for USA. A 4-yard gain. Actually, maybe 3-4 yards somewhere in there. Second down, 6 to go as the rain has started to pick up again.
Regardless, it's a really good start to your drive. First down, you get 3, maybe 4 yards. It sets up second down again. It proves that your offensive linemen are winning if you can get 3-4 yards on every play. And so far, Harbor Beach has done that successfully. But they've been good all year, Clark, as far as I'm concerned. We've seen them last week against Ubley. I thought the offensive line stood up very, very well and allowed Brady Kirsch to throw the ball, especially in the first half.
6.5 to play in the first half. Kirsch hands actually keeps it for himself around the right side, and he's met by white jerseys all over the place at the original line of scrimmage. Max Slater and then Cooper Caulfield comes in to clean him up after no gain. Now still a 3rd and 6 to go for the Pirates at the 30-yard line.
And Brady Kirsch, remember, 6'3", 200 pounds. He's not the fastest guy on the team, so when he's going to take the ball around the outside of the defensive line, it's going to have to be more of a deceptive play for him to get out there and get positive yardage. This time, the Patriots not fooled, and they make a nice stop on second down, making third down fairly long here, about 6 yards.
They need to get to the 24-yard line. They're at the 30-yard line. T formation for Kirsch. Looks to his left, now to his right, under center. And he's going to hand it off to his third option. Goes right up the middle, and USA sniffs it out as Cody Finkbeiner, defensive lineman, 6'2", 280-pound senior there, to stop Lanphier in his tracks for only a yard a gain. And a 5 yards to go for Harbor Beach, facing a fourth down at USA's 29-yard line.
Well, they're well into the Patriot side of the field, so no surprise here. I would be surprised if they didn't go for it, Clark. They got to go for it. They need to win this game to get into the playoffs or have a chance to get into the playoffs. So this is a big play here already early in this game, as neither team has been able to stop the other offense. And Harbor Beach going back to what they've done best all year. They're spreading it out. It's man-to-man coverage on all sides of the field.
Two wide each way. Kirsch in the shotgun, and the pass is tipped on the way out, and James Shelgi has to launch for it, and it's over his head. Incomplete, and it is a turnover of downs at the USA 29-yard line with 4:51 left. In the first half, USA with a 2-point lead, 16-14.
We talked about it last week here. We talked about it Sunday at the Ramsey Manor, about how James Shelkey runs better routes than we've seen any other receiver run in our tenure here, Clark, in the last 5 years. And he absolutely smoked the cornerback by about 10 yards on that deep curl route where he took six steps and turned around. Unfortunately, though, there was pressure. He let throw the ball early, and Kirsch airmailed it over his head, and a change of downs now as USA takes over.
And here's something we haven't seen. Josh Lang with the carry, but Harbor Beach swarming to the ball at the 32-yard line. And this sounds odd, but Harbor Beach with just a 3-yard gain, USA with a 3-yard gain, not bad for Harbor Beach's defense.
Well, that's what they need. They need to force 3-yard runs, because eventually they turn into 2-yard runs, and then all of a sudden fourth down shows up like it did for Harbor Beach on this pass drive, and then it's set up a different play for Harbor Beach. They went to the spread offense, which they're good at, but they haven't ran all night, and it failed. USA takes over.
Second down and 8, and it's a handout to Macklin Gettle, rumbling down close to the first down marker, is brought down at the 39-yard line. Actually going to mark him down to the rate of 38 and a half or so. Kirsch and Schelke on the stop, and we are going to have the officials taking a look at this, and they're going to say third down for USA. Third down and 1 to go from their own 38-yard line.
I don't know, Clark. If you used to use a saying last year, and I can't remember, something about driving a truck through Dallas.
You could drive. Sure. That right. Looked like driving through Dallas. It's so wide open.
Exactly, and that's what that one looked like there. And Macklin Gettle, he runs very hard. He is the big running back for USA, and he had a head of steam before James Schelke and company finally slowed him down.
Third and 1, Kine hands it off to Tanner Foley, and he has the first down and lunges forward all the way to the 44-yard line for a 5-yard gain, brought down by Danny Lanfear and Cole Anderson for Harbor Beach, but not until after a first down and new set of downs for the Patriots.
It actually looked like Tanner Foley ran into the backside of his offensive lineman, and it startled him. It bounced him back a little bit, but that tells you that he had the first down at that time. That's how far up the field his left tackle was. And, again, a great run, but great pursuit by that offensive line to spring a new set of downs for USA.
A third down conversion is a handoff to Tanner Foley. Actually, that would be Josh Langs with the carry, as he's out for 11 yards into Harbor Beach territory, brought down by Jacob Wan at the 45-yard line, and yet again moving the chains deeper into Harbor Beach territory.
Well, again, it's going to be like that all night for us up here in the box. USA, they all run out every fake. They run it hard whether they have the football or not, and that just adds to the deceptiveness of their wing tee offense, because that time it looked like Kine had the football. You thought at one time Foley had the ball, but really Lang had it, and he got a nice gain for a first down.
Working about 3 yards inside the left hash, Kine hands it off to Macklin Gettle. He runs into a pile of black jerseys at the 40-yard line after a 5-yard gain. Paxton, that would be Cody Paxton.
Paxton
with the tackle. Brought down after a 5-yard gain, second and 5.
Cody Paxton gets his first tackle of the evening for Harbor Beach, but not until Macklin Gettle gets a nice gain on first down.
2:30 before halftime, USA leading 16-14. They are on offense and are at the Harbor Beach 40-yard lines facing a second and 5. T formation, Kine is under center. There's the snap, and it's a handoff to the third option. That would be Macklin Gettle, and he's brought down short of the first down marker at the 37-yard line, brought down by Brett Dahlke, defensive tackle, 6'2", 210 junior for Harbor Beach. Now USA facing a third and 2 after a 3-yard gain.
Well, in that time, actually, Jacob Wan is the defensive tackler there for Harbor Beach, as he read the play very well. He plays on that left defensive tackle, defensive end position, and they run right into him, but don't block him, and he's a big body, and he makes the play, bringing up third down for USA.
Third down and 2, and it's a handoff to not even sure, and it's a number 2, Josh Lang, and he is stopped short of the first down marker as Julian Tenerife and Cody Paxton out on that tackle right at the line of scrimmage for no gain, and USA calls a timeout facing a fourth down and 2 to go, 96 seconds before halftime.
A nice stop there by the Harbor Beach defensive line. Josh Lang gets the quick handoff. The quarterback, Ryan Kine, hands it to him with his left hand quickly as he starts to run to the right with Foley and Gettle as they try to present to the Harbor Beach defense that they are going to try and sweep the ball around the right end and hope that Lang slips through that left side But the Harbor Beach defensive line not fooled at all. And USA, I believe, calls timeout there to set up a play here on fourth down.
Facing a fourth and two from Harbor Beach's 37-yard line. Working off the right hash, USA calls a timeout. A minute 36 before the half is over. USA leads by 2 points, 16 to 14.